This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Cranking up our broadcast week here on the Robert Chad Bell Show through GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. I just woke up to do the show with Cooper Don. I'm not really conscious. I think that today could be the dream state show of the year.
Like very mellow, kind of a mellow feeling, vibe coming from you today.
Well, you know, I went back into the gym on Saturday morning after I got 4 days in. Yeah, and then it was a good week. But I missed one of the days, and so I was like, I'm going back in Saturday morning. And on Monday, I did the challenge of the week, which I like to do when I'm in town. And it was kind of a... You're in a push-up position, and you grab a dumbbell with one hand, and you do a row from push-up position, and then the next on the left, and you do the left row. And then you go up from a squat to a full stand, taking those dumbbells, both of them in your hand, all the way up and over your head, and then back down into that push-up position to repeat. Now, that's one. Now, on just to give you a sense of what I did on Monday when I tried it, I got 31, I think, was. And I wasn't happy about it because there were three times I had to stop because my glasses were loose and they were coming off. I'm like, dude, if I do this again, I got to do it without glasses. I don't need to see what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. So I did. I was prepped. I'm going to do it because Kiki at the gym had gotten like 35. And I'm like, I can get her. I might could get her. Maybe it's just three, but I'm going to try it. So, yeah, I took my glasses off, did it ready, got 36. So I won the challenge, the challenge of the week this week, except for Amanda shows up. After a week, she was at a cruise. She was out of town. She went on a cruise with her husband. I'm like, dude, really? You're coming back now? You're going to be rested? And no, she said, I worked out. I'm like, all right. So I just cheerleaded her, and she just kicked my butt. She did 39. So we're going to share. We're going to be co-champions. She's going to be the ladies' champion. I'm going to be the men's champion. So how's that, Super Don? Sharing champion of the week. At the gym.
Even that is like the most awesome open of a show we've ever done.
And you like that?
I was just, man, people are just like on the edge of their seat right now.
Well, the next thing we could do is play the national anthem. Everybody off their
Here's team. What I want to do. Let's do what I want to do for a minute.
All right, yes.
I just want to say, you know, we do this show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Five of those days we do live.
Thanks to Cardio Miracle, too. That's got to give them a shout out. How I'm able to do what I do at 56, almost 57.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. And so, I think we've kind of been slackers in that we don't address and show appreciation to all of the different people that listen to this show.
What do you mean by that, all the different people?
You've got
different people
that are listening. I'm not being racist. I didn't say you people. different people.
You different people. Who are you?
All of the people that are promoting racism would probably appreciate that because they believe everybody's different. They all need to be treated differently, right?
Yeah, no, we don't.
Anyway, I just want to say, I'll keep it short and then we'll get into the first story, but I just want to say a big thank you to those of you that are listening to us on GCN.
Mm-hmm.
And to show you appreciation for that, I want to throw a little contest together here for the folks that are listening on GCN.
All right.
Okay, and I want you guys on GCN to understand this is exclusively for you. Okay?
Okay,
we are doing this for you. What I want you to do is I want you to shoot us an email. The email is askrsb@gmail.com. In the subject line, I want you to put in there, I listen on GCN. That's what it has to say on there. Okay. And then in the subject line or in the email, just let us know. Hey, you know, how long you've been listening to the show? You know, why do you listen on GCN? Okay. Yeah. What got you turned on to the show? Anything. It doesn't matter.
That's our, by the way, you're not sure you're listening on a radio station somewhere that we don't know about. Yep. GCN is the syndicator.
And you know, if you happen to be listening to this on a radio station, let us know what station you're on that you're listening to. Okay. That would be a huge help for everybody who sends us that email. We're going to throw you your email address in a hat.
Yeah.
And we're going to draw one out and you're going to win a prize. Okay.
Yeah.
And it will determine what that'll be yet. I don't think, or do you have an idea?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be silver.
Silver. All right. So some sovereign silver.
Some spray and a gel. Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. All right. And this is only for people listening on GCN. Okay. Yeah. If you cheat, I'll know.
And yeah.
I'm going to send you something in the mail. You're not going to like it. So
yeah, you won't like
it. I'm just kidding. Anyway.
By the way, we do have a great story about silver today, too. Chance, stand by for that. That's going to be cool.
All right. So
yeah,
first story of the day.
Yes. Biden's cancer moonshot aims for a cure. And the question is, what about tackling the cause? Remember when he was vice president under Obama? He actually, you know, Obama threw him a bone and said, all right, you go, Biden. And then it was a cancer moonshot back then. I don't know whatever happened to that.
Well, and he picked Biden specifically because of his son, Beau, who died of cancer.
Yeah, the irony, of course, and it's not lost on me. The disaster is, it's a bad thing. It's very upsetting to say this, but the guy that's doing all the things that would cause cancer apparently doesn't have it, his son, his other son. You know what I'm talking about? The guy that does all the...
You mean like smoking crack? I mean, is that what you're saying? Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
How did that guy survive? That son. I'm just asking. Yeah. I don't know. But no, we're not picking on him for that purpose. But of course, that's why, you know, Biden was a poster child for, hey, man, we can send some more billions of dollars to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. This is long before many of, well, my listeners have been aware of this for a long time, but many people in America thought, oh, yeah, that's great. Let's send more money. We'll cure cancer. Just this last week, we had my good friend Jamie Dorley on from Nutritional Frontiers. And, you know, he said this is the very same thing before this article even came out. It's like, what's with all this money, you know, race for the cure? We're going to go to the moon for the cure. Why would you even need a cure if you go for the cause? Why not race for the cause? That's never done. It's never, they never raise money to acknowledge and remove the cause. You ever notice that, Superdon? This is just something that's so obvious, right? That, like, how do we miss this?
So, I think one theory would be there's not a whole lot of money in that.
Oh, ouch.
I guess it depends on how you look at it. Right now, I mean, I know we've talked on this show that there are some things you can do to prevent cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you can take, right?
Yes.
I know I should probably word this carefully.
Okay.
But, you know, one of the things that there is science, peer-reviewed science out there,
yes,
about the mineral selenium.
Yes.
And the effect that has on preventing cancer.
Right. So if you took a fraction of the billions and billions, use Carl Sagan talk, of Federal Reserve note dollars they want to print out of thin air to send to Big Pharma to not find a cure. If you spent a fraction of that providing selenium, 100% whole food, preferably selenium, at fractions of a penny on their drug dollar, you could prevent more cancer than all of the money that they've spent on so-called cures or attempting to find cures since Nixon declared war on cancer.
Right, yeah. Right.
I mean,
now here's a question I got for you. Let's say that they decided they wanted to get in on the selenium game.
Yeah.
Would that then be a threat to being able to buy it over the counter? And
well,
on the shelf? Would they figure out a way to be able to take that and turn it into a drug? And then you'd have to get it with a prescription.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them because, you know, anytime they say that, well, CBD is now a drug, so now they're saying you can't have it as a supplement. I don't know how they're going to put that back in the bottle, but it's not a theory. It's what you're talking about is very real. When they say, well, we found something that actually works, then we're going to reclassify it as a drug. But that's part of the downside of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act and stuff that happened later on after it was passed in the 20th century. They began to say a drug is a drug, not because it's a drug, but because it can treat something, because it can treat a disease. So if you think a synthetic toxic thing that's promoted by the FDA and approved by the FDA as a drug, it's only a drug because of what it claims to be able to do. So, for instance, if we talk about selenium in a certain way and say it's, let's just say it's good for liver function, you have a structure function statement, therefore selenium is not a drug. However, because there's so much science, and Jonathan E. Mord, my good friend, by the way, he's running for the United States Senate in Virginia now officially. He's won. He's beaten the FDA 8 times, mostly surrounding the claims that selenium can actually cure, prevent, mitigate, treat, cancer, for instance. And the science is there. It's irrefutable. It's stunning. And the moment you come out and say that, the FDA says, no, you can't. Now you're an unapproved new drug, not proven to be safe or effective for the use that you claim it's used for, even though there's peer-reviewed literature out the yin-yang. out the butt. It talk about cancer of the butt. It'll get the cancer out the butt, too. And the moment you mention selenium prevents, cures, treats, mitigates cancer, it miraculously becomes a drug, whether it's been approved or not. The FDA will send you a cease and desist warning letter, despite the fact that E-Mord has won against the FDA on that claim. So you're right. It's a disaster, the system we have. And in the State of the Union address, Biden, of course, outlined another ambitious goal among the goals to turn more cancers from death sentences to treatable diseases. No interest in finding the true cause, which would eliminate the need for treatment, wouldn't it? And therefore, the profit goes bye-bye. This is not cynicism. This is not a cynical statement. This is a reality that more people make a living off of cancer than die from it. And more people die from the treatment for the cancer that they're profiting from, not the people who are getting the treatment, but you know who, than die from cancer. Read Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Read, Ty Bollinger, all the stuff he's done with his wife, Charlene, we've participated in for years. It's astonishing. How naive are we? Are we still this naive to believe that Biden's moonshot or anybody at the government, federal government level has any actual genuine interest? And let's just say for a moment that Biden is an absolute moron, which might not be a stretch, and that he believes they're trying to find a cure. There may be people out there that do. It doesn't matter. The fact is the machinery guarantees that there will never be found a cure.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we mentioned silver in the opening segment. Just a brief thing for our friends listening on GCN. You know who you are. Send that email to Superdon, askrsb@gmail.com, and let him know what he asked you to let you know in that first segment. No, you got to go back and listen. And if you do, you'll be entered into a giveaway, and that will include some Sovereign Silver and a Sovereign Silver gel. Yeah, I'll send it to you for free. Now, the headline at Natural News is Colloidal Silver, a Powerful Remedy Against Superbugs, a new study finds.
Superbugs.
I was impressed by this. Natural News, usually we scoop Natural News. We'll cover stories before they do.
It's very true. It's very true. Usually, you know, they it takes them, you know, a couple of days to get to, you know.
Sometimes a couple of weeks. Yeah. And yet they're obviously scooping the mainstream media by years, but that's, you know, another story. So I had sent you this article, and then you sent me, oh, my gosh, look, Natural News wrote about it. Yep. So this is an article. This was published through the University of Florida, researchers there, and it's published in the journal Frontiers in Microbiology. And this is not necessarily new to us, to me, but it is new because I know the people involved, and I know the form of silver that they tested, and I use it. And so what they were addressing is microbial resistance to antibiotics. There are bugs, so to speak, microbes, that don't respond to any antibiotics. The most powerful antibiotics on planet Earth do not kill them. These bacteria can eat them for lunch. And so years ago, I reported on this on the air. You probably remember this, Super Don, that they had discovered that these antibiotics that didn't work, they would add silver or silver nanoparticles to these drugs, reapply them against the bugs that were resistant, and suddenly they said, poof, the antibiotics worked again. And, of course, the logical conclusion that I came to, and I, you're my logic detector, Super D, you know that,
mm-hmm.
it would be logical, tell me if this is right, to assess, okay, the drugs didn't work to kill the microbes. They added silver to the drugs, and the microbes died.
And
is it the drug that worked again?
Or it activated the drug,
yeah,
and made the drug suddenly come to life and work.
Yeah, right.
And, so, and the silver then left.
Right.
Because its job was done.
It's a drive-by reactivation of a drug that didn't work. So, of course, that's an absurd statement, but I get your point. The reality is, if the silver was able to activate a drug that didn't work, well, how about trying the silver without the drug? Hmm. And, of course, we do. It has been done, and it does work without the drug. But the... what would you say the reason to be for the drug industry is to sell drugs, not silver? That could be
so it would be kind of like if I took my bottle, uh-huh, and I put two scoops of Cardio Miracle in it,
mm-hmm,
and I went to try and take a drink of Cardio Miracle, and I choked and coughed, and yeah, it just didn't seem to be. I couldn't drink it, but then I added some water to the Cardio Miracle, and suddenly I was able to drink it.
And it worked, yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know if
it wasn't the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Now, this article is great because it did study the efficacy of silver nanoparticles alongside common class of broad-spectrum antibiotics known as aminoglycosides. And the study's senior author told the media that his team experiments showed that two things do, in fact, work synergistically. So they're really encouraged by this because they added the silver and the drug started working again. Or whatever, it killed the bad guys, the ones that were completely resistant. So now you can reactivate antibiotics, but my argument here is that knowing the bioactive form of silver as we do here, and in fact, the form of silver that they used is the form that we use in this study. Yeah. They were able to absolutely, sensationally restore the ability to address out-of-control infections, even of those infectious agents that were not responding to any of the drugs that were thrown at them. So y'all check this out. It's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. And we have a link as well to the original article in the journal to let you know that this is a stunning revelation, but it's not the first time, but it's the latest and it's the greatest. And I'm grateful to bring this to you. And if y'all haven't figured it out, on our website, there are banners for silver using it as a dietary mineral supplement. And this is why my kids at now 23 and 17 and a half have never once had an antibiotic. Oh my gosh, Super Don has a big bottle of that right there. Look at that. So y'all check it out. Come on over to robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts by, and that means the newsletter, right there, or text RSB to 22828. 22828 RSB. And we'll be back with more powerful healing and digital identifiers after the break. We know where you are. We know who you are. We know where you live. No, we don't.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. More humanitarian aid is being delivered to people struggling in war-torn Gaza. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society says it received 187 trucks from the Egyptian Red Crescent Saturday, a convoy they said was loaded with much-needed water, food, medicine, and emergency medical supplies.
The Thanksgiving travel season is ranking as the third highest for the holiday since AAA began monitoring that in 2000. If you're traveling home on Sunday, make sure you get to the airport approximately 2 hours before your scheduled flight. Check for delays with your planned airline and make sure you leave extra time for getting to your destination if you're driving. Tomorrow is Cyber Monday and the FBI is warning online shoppers to be aware of scammers, which they say can range anywhere from untrustworthy or fake websites to fake emails offering great deals. Online shoppers are expected to spend upwards of $13 billion tomorrow. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're going to talk digital IDs in just a moment, but before they implement them, and hopefully they never do, but that's up to you. I've got a couple of events, maybe more than that, that I'd love for you to consider attending. And the first one coming up is this very weekend, a week from, just under a week from today, when you're listening for the first time live, the 18th and 19th of February is the Virtual Health Freedom Expo. That is all the things we did last October and more, including two live new, we got Zoom presentations that are going to be panel discussions that I am going to lead. One of them is about cannabis and all the medicinal uses and what's the status of it as far as legal and everything. And the other is going to be about the Trinity School of Natural Health and many of their teachers are coming together and we're going to do a Q&A panel. That's going to be awesome. So both Saturday and Sunday. In addition to Jonathan Emord's presentation, he submitted a new presentation. Our friend Erin Elizabeth, you know her from Health Nut News, is going to be putting some more stuff up, and others that weren't able to be there last October. So that's Trinity, healthfreedomexpo.com. It's only $30. You'll have 3 months to watch everything. It's the deal of the deals. It's awesome. So that's coming up this week. And also the 18th, I will be in Glendale, California. There's a fundraiser event for my good friend Jonathan Emord, who I mentioned is running for the United States Senate in Virginia to defeat Tim Kaine, bring the Constitution back, saving America all together now. Emord4VA.com. And there's upcoming events, so you could see that. Also March 6th, I'll be with him in Scottsdale, Arizona for another event there. I think that the paleocardiologist, my good friend Dr. Jack Wilson, will be there as well for that and others. Y'all are invited. Y'all check it out. Emord4VA.com. Now, after that, we have the, real quick, the Next Steps Conference outside of Atlanta, Buford, Georgia, February 22nd through 25th, next-steps.info. And this is going to be an amazing event at Lake Lanier Islands outside of Atlanta. And we're creating the parallel society in healing and healthcare and all of this stuff. In media, you guys want to be there. And we have Five Times August musical guest as well. It's going to be awesome. A lot of great people are going to be there with us. I'm looking forward to that. And I hope you join us. On the 21st, by the way, if you're a nurse, check out the Nurse Freedom Network. They've got their event on that day right before it, but same place. So nurses, get your tushies over there. I don't care if you're men or women. Nurses, get there, and you will be richly rewarded for being there with the Nurse Freedom Network as well. All right, do we have any other upcoming events as you scroll down?
We got a whole bunch there. We got the Love Your Liver workshop with Dr. Andrew Kaufman coming up on February 25th. We got the Toxic Mold Masterclass on February 27th. The Nutritional Frontiers event that's going on in Clearwater, Florida will be March 31st. You've got the, what is this? This is the Be Healthy Utah Natural Health and Wellness Conference coming up April 21st.
Mm-hmm.
The Family Union, not Reunion, because we haven't done this before, but the Family Union, the RSV Family Union will be taking place on the Goody Farms Homestead with our friend Leslie. July 14th through 16th.
Yeah.
And then you will be at the Las Vegas Biomed Expo. It's way in the future, so you got plenty of time to plan on this, September 14th through 17th in Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, y'all. You've got your places to be. I want you to plan to be at one or all of them, okay? So that's just some of the exciting news that we have for you as we get out into the world and connect with one another before they lock us down with digital IDs. And that's the story this hour, this moment, that we've got to cover. Now, this is out of Canada. Apparently, this premier of Alberta, you know, it's like they have their states. Alberta is one of them in Canada. They're pushing back against Trudeau, Castro. You know,
Alberta is kind of a conservative stronghold for the most part in Canada. And there's actually a movement in Canada to secede from the Canadian.
Become part of America. They want to become part of the
state. Dictatorship there and become the 51st state.
Yeah. And the digital ID, the pushback. Is happening, which is great. Last week, I did a 30-minute opening monologue one of the days. Remember, besides our GCN radio show on Sundays, 2 hours plus a day, five additional days a week. And I opened up, and Super Don was really kind of deflating the balloon, so to speak. Not because he's you know, poo-pooing what I was talking about, just the concern he has, and I do too, is that you're not really getting the memo on this digital ID and how dangerous this is, how devastating this would be if it is implemented. Now, many of you have woken up to the concept because of vaccine passports in the COVID crazy era we've just come through. The idea that you can't go to a restaurant, a movie theater, or on a bus, plane, train, or automobile unless you show your papers beyond just your ID that you've had a jab, a vaccine, like cruise ships or whatever, that was part of it as well. And we've talked about the separation and the segregation of society again, even in Israel, where the Jewish people of all should know better than this. But their prime minister, Netanyahu, sold them out to Pfizer, and they began to wear like the equivalent of gold stars, you know, on your lapel. Have you been jabbed or not? Whether you had the freedom. Now, they can't fully implement that because there's been pushback and the whole COVID fear has subsided for the most part. but they don't, they're not giving up. Based on what emergency is going to come next? It'll be a climate emergency, perhaps. We've talked about that. Can they make us so afraid that the climate is going to kill us that we'll be willingly, voluntarily locking ourselves down in what they call 15-minute cities, where you no longer can own a car? It's all public transportation, and only get on it if you have a digital ID, whether it's implanted in your rectum or whether it's a card that you carry or whether it's on a smartphone. These are called smart cities. And it sounds really great for some people because, like, everything's in walking distance for the most part. Everything's within 15 minutes. Yet because of the digital identifiers that will be tied to the – what's the four-letter designation of digital currency? Superdon?
EBGB.
Yeah,
no,
basically.
R2D2. I don't know. What is it?
It's Central Bank CB Digital Currency.
CBDC. There it is.
Central Bank Digital Currency. Now, this is not cash. You would not be allowed to use any cash. There would be no privacy. Every transaction would be recorded and in real time monitored to find out, wait a second, Mr. Don, Dr. Don, Super Don, apparently, mm-hmm. You have not gotten your updated flu mRNA universal shot this year. Therefore, we're locking you down until we can get evidence that you got the shot, and that will tie into your digital identifiers. And suddenly, you know, your doors will open again. You can get on the bus or whatever you got to do. You can go to the grocery store, and your digital ID will activate the digital bank account that you have. But if you do not comply, all of that goes away. You're shut down. You're locked down. You're not on a boxcar. Your boxcar is your home in a smart city. Now, I'm not saying where you live now, Super D, that they're going to be able to do that or where I am. But the point is, this is what their playbook is. And it's not hidden. It's not hidden. It's not science fiction. It's not a conspiracy theory. These are the desires of the globalists to lock us down in our own home via digital identifiers. How serious is this? The equivalent in World War II was basically the Star of David got you a ticket onto a boxcar, likely into a concentration camp, potentially killed, right, in those death camps. Now, they wouldn't need to put you on a boxcar because simply anywhere you are in that smart city, you are monitored, you are tracked. And remember last week on Friday, we had 10th Amendment Center, Michael Bolden, talking about being in L.A. right now, how they've, you know, all the 5G towers, the light towers are on street lights, right. Have even speakers. They can actually talk to you and yell at you as they're monitoring you on the street. So these things are already being implemented. It's a stair-step progression, incremental, slippery slope type scenario. And Super Don, your concern is my concern, but are you doubting this, that all of this or any of this is real, or you're just as well concerned?
No, I'm not doubting that it's real. I'm not doubting the fact that it's very likely and very doable anyway.
Yeah.
They could do this, that this could happen. I don't think it's going to happen all in one fell swoop.
No.
Because I think if they move too fast on any of these things, that people would push back.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And so I think it's going to be a gradual thing if it does end up going that direction. I think that people just don't, it's a foreign idea to them, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, oh, whatever, people have been warning about stuff all the time, you know, when they can't relate to it because they haven't had something like that happen before.
Right, but look at what the Prime Minister of Canada, Trudeau, is saying to the state, to the provinces. If you don't initiate this digital ID in your province, Alberta, we're going to cut all funding for health care. And, of course, in Canada, it is a single-payer socialized system. So the coercion that we see even in the federal government of the United States to the states, when they talked about, remember the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit?
Mm-hmm.
It was tied to highway funds. Certain western states did not want to do it, and they said, well, we'll just withhold the highway funds. And so it basically bribed them or coerced them, and that you're going to lose the money, and you better just do what we say. The question is, do they have enough power in Alberta to push back so that this doesn't happen? And are the American people going to be aware in time to stop this before? Because if they do implement this, now you have a feudal society outside of the digital, you know, cities, for instance, where you have the walled cities in science fiction movies and everybody else living outside of that in squalor or, you know, in the movies. You see me from a different angle now. Look at that. You cloned me. Is that what this is? The science fiction?
People listening have no idea what I'm doing.
They have no idea what I'm talking about. We have a visual show for our patrons. So if you're not a patron supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show, why not? Come on over to robertscottbell.com. Support us. Even as little as $5 a month. We really appreciate that. And on top of that, we do monthly AMAs on Zoom where we get to know one another.
We do. We don't know when the next one's going to be happening here in February, but tune into the Monday through Friday show and you will find out.
We haven't set that up yet.
Nope.
But I'm just imploring you to look further into this digital ID and resist, even real ID. Find a state that doesn't require it, like Nevada, California, there are a few others, and refuse to be part of that digitized system. Because if it implements, the only way out or back to freedom is through bloody revolution. And this is not me encouraging that. I don't want to see it. But you recognize that when you have exhausted all of the rightful remedies to prevent such tyranny from occurring, the last step then becomes, unfortunately, one that I don't like to discuss or consider. So with that, we're going to take a quick pause here. We'll be back to wrap up the first hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And the question is, what's that sound coming from your rectum? Yeah, I know. That's rude of me.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you'll see why I asked that question when we come back from this break. Go to robertscottbell.com right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping up this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, got to mention some things that you may want to be taking. And what is that? Well, one of those things is called Folium PX, F-O-L-I-U-M-P-X.com. It's a Chernobyl-level antioxidant. I say it that way, and you understand what I'm saying, man, to counteract serious, serious oxidative stress, including radiation, binding heavy metals, binding, you know, those things that were really nasty. Folium PX, a three-pronged approach. It is phenomenal. You can get 10% off with the code RSB10. And my mom at 89 is dancing again, thanks to Folium PX. Not kidding. She had been struggling through the last 3 years of COVID, even though I don't know if it was COVID, but she had some strange maladies and rashes. And it wasn't until Folium PX came around that she was able to get out there on the dance floor, not only on January 1st for New Year's Day, but her birthday on the 29th of January. 89 years of age, Folium PX. So check it out. Also, if you want some superfoods and also some other great benefits, the Energy Bits now we have access to, energybits.com, chlorella and spirulina. And my wife is doing this, and she's got energy. Oh, my gosh. She's having a, this is the greatest thing. One little condensed tablet is like a plate full of organic vegetables in terms of nutrition. It's amazing. It's super nutrition, and it's super binding to the bad things as well. So you can get well and stay well. Also, I mentioned Nutritional Frontiers. They have a lot of dietary supplements we use, and they are very, very, let's say, stringent in their quality. They have certified organic USDA, organic U.S.-grown hemp CBD, and we utilize that. Use the code RSB15 to get 15% off any and all of their products, including going to NutritionalFrontiers.com. All right, let me move into the story about, I asked the question of why is your rectum making strange noises? And no, this is not a funny joke about gas. This is about constipation and a new non-drug approach to addressing it. Not curing it, but addressing it. A drug-free relief from chronic constipation. I probably could have used this eons ago when I was a kid because I was hospitalized with constipation. It was so severe. And in this case, it is a pill, but it's not a drug technically. It's a vibrating pill. Apparently, Superdon already has one. Did you pick them up?
You know, I was constipated till just 3 seconds ago.
So apparently, this is on a timer. You swallow it, and it operates like for a little bit in the upper GI, and then goes to sleep until it gets down to the lower GI and starts sending out these like 3 second pulses of vibration, like that.
Oh, so much better.
Yeah. But apparently, ooh, it's supposed to stimulate peristalsis, which is.
Be careful, though. Be careful. What?
Stimulate something else? Yeah, people are going to be getting into this, and it'll be a recreational thing. I don't know. But it stimulates these nerve cells called mechanosensory cells. They help trigger peristalsis, the undulating muscular contractions that help squeeze food through the gut, and you know what, out the butt. So they show that it actually works better than placebo, but it doesn't cure the underlying problem.
Listen, it makes sense, right? I mean, you got things all kind of, you know, blocked up there and stuff, so you send in, you know, the little mini jackhammer. made way there.
Well, that's for the extra strength.
I would say that would be similar to, like, somebody using an enema or something from the other end trying to, you know, but does that... That doesn't solve the reason why you're getting constipated. I guess it's for relief from constipation, but it doesn't cure the problem.
But you brought up enema, of course. And, you know, my dad worked for the C.B. Fleet Pharmaceutical Company when I was hospitalized with constipation as a kid. That's where I was first introduced to enemas. Not just knowing that my dad would work for that company, but it liquefied it and allowed things to move through in a different way. But how, I mean, if you're vibrating something loose, you're still going to, you know what, a brick. It's not going to be pleasant.
Yeah.
Because this is not liquefying the material, and I apologize to gross anybody out, but understand that when you're severely constipated, the fecal material is dried out, and it ain't moving easy. It's like you're trying to push a rope out your butt. That's not good. That's not easy. And so I don't know they're addressing this. I will say this. If you have not read the chapter on gut recovery from Unlock the Power to Heal, that chapter is still available for absolutely free. Nothing. You don't have to do anything. Just go scroll down to the bottom of the page at robertscottbell.com, and you'll see Looking for the Silver Aloe Gut Recovery Protocol. Click it. The PDF of that chapter opens up. Love for you to buy the book, but you don't have to. And you use the silver and the aloe. And we talked about silver already. So for now, we're going to take a break. Be back after the top of the news hour thing that happens on radio. And the Robert Scott Bell Show will continue, where I remind you that the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.